Rishon Miklayim Daf Ayin Vav. So the Gemara comments now on the next halakha in the Mishnah of a metame ben a goyim el tzemer pishtem, that we don't know din of metame begadim, just like we said shatnes legapi iser kalayim. There's also there's no begadim, there's no material that is metame ben a goyim through the time to tumas negayim except tzemer pishtem. The other begadim, the other types of minim are not included. What do we see? From the Beget Tzemer or Beget Pishtim? It says Beget Tzemer or Beget Pishtim, referring to, Torah explicitly talks about the halachos of Negoyim. In Tazria, it talks about specifically, mentions these two minim. So it's not that these minim and anything else. So the Gemara is going to see a little bit further the Brisa explaining that Dafka, why these and not others. Says the Brisa, you would think that it would mean Begadim, it means whether they're whether they're considered begadim, whether they're dyed, tzibuim, if their materials are dyed, or enos, whether they're not dyed, they're all white. Tamalem, it's a begat semer or begat pishtim. Either one, begat semer or begat pishtim. Ma pishtim bebriyasa, just like linen, when the pasuk refers to it, its way is bebriyasa, the way it was created in its natural state, which is enos tzibua af semer bebriyasa. So to wool is only referring to its initial state, the way it was created, which means that it's white, created the animal that grows on the animal. It's not the dera. Now, pishtin, bedafka, we don't dye the linen. It's not the way to do it. It's dafka generally made white, and we don't generally dye it. So the wool, which is something that we do that generally dye, but with the fact that the two of them are compared together, we learn out that it has to be only in the goyim, only if they're not in a state of undyed and not dyed, that then white, that's the way the initial formation, the initial way it was created, that's the way it was done. So I come up, Dr. Bryce, what about in a case where a person not died naturally, but died but through human hands? The Lord says, but I won't exclude something that's died by Shemayim. In other words, you're right, the person comes to dye the wool with himself, the Torah excludes it, it's not a din of, there's no din of goyim. But if it comes to a natural state, in other words, where it was the sheep was had dark wool. It was some sheep come, the wool is black, the wool is darkened. Naturally, it's darkened. So maybe the courage would be like pishtin, it would be the same thing. You think that's not a pollute. Has to be both. In other words, both of them have to be completely like pishtin, ma pishtin levana, avtim levana. So to pishtin is white, this also be as white as well. So it's not only, as Bryce explains more barichas, it's not only that you can't have it colored, but they are done, but even if it's naturally black, naturally not white, it's also going to be excluded. Sak the Gemara. Taminat Reiner Kololim. We learned two different halachas, two different kolim in the Mishnah. Lo dami le'adali. And each halacha, each of these kolim are not compared to the other. Taminat Reiner Kololim, Mishnah Mekalayim, Elat Samar Pishtim. We learned halachas that you can't, there's no way to say Mishnah Mekalayim, except Samar Pishtim, Bein Tzuvain Levanim. Whether it's Levun or Levanim. That doesn't make a difference by Kalayim, doesn't make a difference what color it is. Either way, even if it's colored, it's going to be considered tarasis as well. It's a din of shatness. Only levenim. So we see the chayra that even though we Mishnah puts them together, two cases, there's a tzemer pishtim is an isur kalayim, shatness, and it's also an isur tumas negayim. The nafkamina is shatness is in any color, and even tzvuyim, and the negayim is only, as we explained, only in levenim. You want to say by kalayim, there's no nafkamina, whether it's from levanim, whether it's white or dyed, either way, it's going to be a kalayim. How come the levanim? Hey, you say dafka by levanim, it's going to be only. And there was a chara, you're seeing a difference. We see chara, the same drasha that the Brisa just explained why by negoyim it has to be both white. So the chara, the same drasha should be by shatness, by begadim, by shatness. Why do we make this chilik? Ask the kachim, he wants to know why is your chilik between these two cases, both the same halacha of kalayim. Okay, Tamar Pishtim Torah singles out. It's really a different halacha. Why? Torah says twice. Since it says Semer twice, Mela, it tells you the extra halacha and extra chiddush. Really, the reason there's not any special lumdas why Negoyim has a different halacha of Tzavuin and Levuin and Elvana than the case of Negoyim, but just that Negoyim has a separate, it says Semer twice. And the extra drasha, the extra tzemer, tells you, this Marifulda explains, is telling the halacha that it has to be excluding white, excluding the tzavayim, only white. doesn't have it by chatness, and therefore you don't have that chilek. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Rav says, the Mishnah says, we don't wait, the Kohen can't wear any other begadim, any other type of things except tzemer pishtim. Tzemer abagol gajil bad. You wear big the kach. Torah says you should wear big day bad. You should put on this thing of bad. What is bad? Bad shuoy leviyud. Bad means something that's unique, means something that's oylik, that goes by itself, that grows by itself. In other words, linen, when it grows different than all the others. It doesn't grow together with other stalks. It grows separately. The drasha, the Gemara says by bad, we're dashing out, is only something that's oiler levichidi, and the Maharful explains kol nima v'nima levada. Each strand, that the thread that grows separately, grows independently. Doesn't grow together. And therefore, the Torah, that's what Torah means bad. This is the Torah is telling you which material we want you to use is the olav bad. So the Gemara says that we see that the halacha Kohen Gadol has to use white linen. White is the beged that the Kohen Gadol has to wear on Yom Kippur and the Kaddish Kadashim. Says the Gemara, Yitzhamal Lichidi. But 1 second, Tzemer also grows Yichidi. It also grows each one separately. So maybe it should be a Tzemer. How do you know Pishtim? We didn't see Tzidim because it says a Tzemer as well. Tzemer also grows individually. The way Tzemer is grown is individually as well. So maybe Shekol Nima V'Nima B'Tnei Atzmi, he says the Pnei Moshe. Same thing that goes individually. So maybe the Torah means even Beged Tzemer is good for the Kohen Gadol. Nav Dafka Pishtim. So the Gemara is in the Kabbalah. That we explained that we have a Kabbalah. But divi chachamim, divi neviim, yalabem tzemer opish besorus and mashari plimi abaisa. It says in a pasuk in Yecheskel that wool cannot come upon them when they're doing the begadim in the gates of the inner gates, which means the kaddish kadashim. So therefore, the kaddish kadashim has to be can't wear any wool, it cannot come into any wool, and therefore it has to be daf kabad, which is the din linen. So be'etzem and achanami, else the din bad itself, the drasha has to be grow by itself. Things that grow individually, tzemer would fit that criterion as well. However, but the fact that we have a Kabbalah, from the Psukim, from the Tanakh, it tells us that it's only that it has to be that wool cannot be worn inside. So therefore, wool is excluded, and therefore it has to be only bad and nothing else. Pasuk Nikaska, we learn out that it should be it can't come on a din summer. Again, it's a little unusual lush in the Gemara. Usually, Kedivri Kabbalah is Masaira, but the Kabbalah means through the Pasuk in Yecheskel is where the Torah, we learn out this drasha. Now, the Gemara says, when it's, the idea we talk about, when it's outside the Kodesh Kadashim, then you can go ahead, you can be only, you can put on them. In other words, L'chari, that you can wear because that's only in the Kaddish Kadashim, he only wears bad. But Chutzah, outside the Kaddish Kadashim in the Heichal, there he wears bad and he wears Semer and Pishtim. Torah says, on the Dafke inside, but outside you wear both. You know, Mutl is only saying that you could go ahead and you could wear Semer. So the Gemara questions further about the status of the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara said, "Minai Jemar Dabakah? How do you know that Lachadet Kohen is allowed to wear Kalayim when he's doing that Voda? How do you know he's allowed to wear Beged or Pishta, Tzemer or Pishtim, which is Kalayim for a Jew to wear? Is Nisr? How do we know that in the Makom Mikdash we allow him to wear it when it's Chutz? Shneema, it's Mitzvah Sheish Beperi Kavos Sheish Mekvasi Abad Sheish Meshei. Torah gives specifically what it is. Add the Sheish Mezer Tchez Hakam Hashani Uksev Peir Bishna Yiu Harishin Mikvasi Pishtan Yiu Amas Name the Chagubi Yada. Should be on their loins. They should not put themselves where you know it's where a person telling you." A person's supposed to wear them. How are you supposed to wear them? They wear their belts above the waist. They shouldn't be below the waist. Below the waist, to where the pasuk where the bezeya. It shouldn't be that there's a bezayon to the beged in a place in the part of the body where it's zeya, where there's perspiration. There's perspiration. You wear them above. You don't wear it by your elbows, not underneath your armpits, and not underneath, not lower down. Under your waist. So mercy, see the Torah says Sheish Meshei. You learn it with Torah Sheish, and the way Pasuk says Sheish as well. Lashem Sheish Mi Pahari. Torah says Sheish Lagabe the Begedim of the Kohen Gadol wears on his head. Lashem Peiri. Lashem Peiri. Peiri Mi Peiri. They're not Peiri Mi Peiri. The Pasuk in Yecheskel, just like the Torah says over there, the Peiri refers to linen. Bad, the splendid Beged refers to linen. So too, when the Torah says over here and describes that bad, it also means this halacha of Talas Shani, Vagaman, Talas Shain, all these things, halacha itself, it means you're allowed to wear begadim, you're allowed to wear bad, you're allowed to wear this material, even in the Mokamam, even though it's in Tchelos, you're allowed to wear that in the place. And he said, Shmana, the Sheish, who Pishtan, we learn out that it is Pishtan, the Sheish is considered Pishtan, we learn out that it is Pishtan, from both of them the same words. We learn out Pe'eri that they both mean Pishtan. Therefore, we see that the Kohen Gadol is able to, Kohen is allowed to wear Pishtan, Chutz L'Kodesh Kadashim, and the Eichel is allowed to wear these minim, which normally would become us, which us are a person to wear. Says the Gemara. Gemara continues that talk about the halacha of you can't beat Soveya. So Gemara says, Ma'asheni Tolas Dov Sheish B'chayim, just like Tola Sheni is something that comes from Tola, from Dov Sheish B'chayim, from a worm that's alive. It doesn't come from a plant, it comes from a red worm. It becomes the dye of a worm. So too, Av Kolo, anything else that the Ruach Chaim, because like, come on, also should come from that Ruach Chaim, that the also is Mutras, you see it comes from. It has to come from Ruach Chaim. What's the Ruach Chaim? So it says the Fulta, Tsevet B'dam Tolas, it's the blood, the red blood of an insect, so too, but chelas has to be from the dam of a chalazon and not from stam red dye. It has to come from a red chalazon. It's become from a living creature. That is weird, rather than coming from a plant, a something that grows. Matzemer, another drush we learn out, matzemer, that Gemara says, yesh in lo shem levai, just like tzemer doesn't have another name to it, just called wool, we don't refer to it a particular type of wool. Pishtan shem levai, so to also flak doesn't have another name to it, we don't call it a particular form or shape of wool means wool from a sheep, we know what that means, it just says wool, we know when you say tzemer, we know what it means. So to pishtan, first to this pishtan doesn't have another name to it, it refers to regular pishtan, we see therefore, but again, the halakha is that all these begadmet the Kohen Gadol wears, if it's not in the Makom HaMikdash, he wears both wool and wool together, and it's not a problem. No Isur Kalayim is mutter for the Kohen to do. Says the Gemara, what about the Halachim as another Shaila? We talk about a mixture of different animals, of Yonabai, Mikdash, Ma'avash, Malazar, Tzema, Pishtim, Shetor, Fanasar. If one blended together wool and Pishtan, the Halacha is you blend it together to a new mixture, you mix it together with other things, the Halacha is, it's no good. As long as it's Asher Shatnis, once you blend it together, you mix it together, even if there's other things blended along with it, the Torfan says the Pnei Moshe Afa Pi Shelo Tovan. Even if you do it together, Asala Tavos Meterasan. You can't go ahead and use it from that was done together. It was blended together, and you took it and you made from there something else. Since you used it as the source of it as something that's mixture, even that's considered Asher as well. That's considered Asher. It remains our ketchup also. What do you do? What's the procedure? How do you allow someone to mix this thing together? Do you allow to use it? Should be over shotness. You lose one of the old. You bring a litra of wool and you should bring also a litra of gemalim, a hair of semer gemalim, and add to the mixture of that. Then it becomes batel. You mabatel, you have, once the semer is the spatel, then the mixture you have together is davar mutter because it's a mutter something that came after bittel. But before, if it's mixed together before the bittel, that doesn't work. And here they have a tremendous halakha as to why this can't work with time. This is a little chathila, how do you do this? Says the Fulda explains that you bring a Fulda, some gemam, shtam erivu bashaver, equal, maybe kan litra of el mevate. So you bring another extra amount, you have a larger amount, and therefore you're able to go ahead and now mix together, and now therefore you'll be allowed to use the mixture of it because the tzemer is batel b'rov, that the fact of the tzemer is no longer here. It's mabatel, mavatelov, and therefore you're allowed to use it. And the question, of course, is why would you be allowed to do it? Are you doing this process? You're being mavatel, this or katchila. I know, but you're dying, you can't do that. So how are you allowed to do that over here as well? So it's really because the halakha is that it's only a tzemer pushed by itself is not aser. It's only when it's mixed together. So once it was mixed together, so it's not like mevata le'isser. The isser that originally wasn't an isser. It only came to an isser because it got mixed together. So there you're allowed to go mevata because the original form itself, you're not taking basar and mixing it and mixing milk in it to mevata it. You're doing it here that was already mixed, and therefore you're allowed to go ahead and add the smoke and they become batel b'ro. So the mother if it mixed together bitlan, it's batel. Said, no, your mixture is forbidden, you can't do it. We don't say it didn't batel. We don't consider it. Doesn't bavatel, the wool does not bavatel the pishtan. Does not bavatel the plisnan. There's a chiddush here is that not only pishtan batlan, it was saying that it's utzbitarufas and chiddush, the Gemara says, my fool explains. My mouth is telling you the halakha is that not only is it not mavata the tzemer, but if you bring more things in there to mavata the pishton, also look as the Rav says it's not going to be mavata. Any mixture together that came together, it's not going to be mavata. So the Gemara says, "Maplegi, what does it mean? What's he actually? What's he? Is he actually machlekes or Rav? What's the machlekes between the Rav and Rav Yirmiyah. What is the machlokes between the two? Why would one say you can be vatal and why you can't? So when do we say that halacha is when a picture of the beged is where it's, you have a beged by itself? No, you don't have anything into it. Now you want to go ahead. You didn't put anything to make it mevov to mevispatel it. You have the mixture together. So the mixture together is also it's kalayim, even though it's mixed together with even with other mina. But lemaisa, if you don't have enough of a rov to mevatel it, it's going to be considered aser. Even the thread itself is going to aser. Rav Yirmiyah says that it's mutter in a case where you went ahead and you made it the baguette and you mixed it with other things together, or camel hair, etc., in order to be able to make the rov to mevatel it. In such a case, that's when the Rav Yirmiyah said to be mutter. So they're not really arguing. The question is, what is the case by itself, kuliyama lo peligi, that the mixture itself is going to be aser? Where they come to argue is, if you come to mevatel it, with that change, the status of the halacha, with that change, the ability to go ahead to make it right. So the Gemara explains, this halacha, Rav Hillel, son of Hillel, had a beged, it was worth 300,000 dinar. Rav Hillel Rebbe, and he gave it to Rebbe as a gift, as a matana, a very expensive beged. So the umatzaboy kalayim b'sarfa, Rebbe found kalayim in it, and he burnt the beged, gave him as a gift. But when he saw that there was kalayim mixed together, so he gave it to him. He burnt it. He burnt it. You have to destroy kalayim. So Mar says the same thing. Rav Mana gave found he had a beged that's worth 300,000 dinar. The other Rebbe Rava Abadi gave it to him as a gift, and he found kalayim and malays of vino lemis. You bought me a garment that is ready for a mace. It's also to wear. It's shot and it's only mutter for a maester. You could put this takrikum, you could be in a, but you can't put into a beged. A live person can't wear it. It's usher. You gave me a beged that's only ready for a mace. So how are you allowed to do that? So the Gemara says, so what he destroyed. The question is, you're allowed to be, one of the claims that the Mefarshim discuss is that why did Rebbe have to destroy it? Why did Rebbe go ahead and mevatel it? So it says Rebbe couldn't be mevatel it. So why did he go sell it to a guy? A guy's mutter b'shatness. So he says, no, because he didn't want to do that. He could not do that because the Lamaisi is afraid, we're afraid you're going to sell it later to a Jew. And therefore, it would be lefne'iver lo sita mikshal, that you can't do. And you can't do that because it would be us to do that. You can't do because it says, because you found it, you found the kalayim, and therefore, even though you had to remove it, you have to do something with it because Lamaisa, people won't know that it's climbing. He knew. He was able to understand from the threads that were mixed together. He was able to ascertain. He was a bucky, but someone else would not know. And therefore, he destroyed it so that nobody else would go ahead and end up wearing this thing to be considered in shotness. Now, so what happened? I'm going to say it again. You bought me something for a mace, for Dachrichim. Until he died and was used for Dachrichim. He kept it, he didn't sell it because he didn't want anybody to go and mistakenly use it and because it was shotness. He kept it for himself hidden to be used for his Dachrichim, which is mutter for Mace has not mechoyim, but to be mitzvahs, and therefore it's allowed to wear to what it called. So the he kept it in a safe place to use it for after he dies, to use it for Tachrichim. Okay, so the Gemara says, Reish Masalul points out, interesting, that what he did was, he kept it, how you got to keep something in your possession that could end up in someone else's hands and be over in Isser. So he had some shmir shalotzama. He went in the dafka, did not want to sell it. He put it in the mokum shumar, then nobody should be able to sell it. Everyone should know, those who take care of him, his family, would know that this was set aside for his tachrichim, to make sure, bedafka, that nobody else would get their hands on it or wear it by mistake and be over an Isser of kalayim. Shumba Yitzhak would bring a beged home from the Bekotzer, from the laundromat. And there were ten threads of a different minute to it. Fashionably, we'll go ahead, he would remove, he would examine it and see that there's nothing else that was there for shyness. In other words, what we do, when you go to the laundry, Gemara says, they would go ahead, they would put the, why would a laundromat, why would they be concerned about doing anything from there? So it says that the Jabir Mashafili Mishmar Sayyid Masalkan. What he did was the laundry, the person when he had his clothes by the laundromat, what they would do is they would put on a tag on it that identified that it belonged to him. And that would be some threads, and they would make it a din of, could be mixed together, pitched up with Kalayim, with Semra, be Kalayim. So he would go and check it to make sure that there's nothing there, because the Marasayan, it should not be, remove it. It should not look, people think that he's going ahead and he has a baguette that's mixed in it with shotness. He was making sure, be careful, make sure there was no threads in there to be able to go ahead and remove it from the thing, that he would not go ahead and make this mistake and have it. It was mak bal atzmo, not just a few threads that were in there that the guy would put down, it was only a small amount, but even that part, it was makbid that he should not have anything in his possession that would be considered a kalayim. Hichmar, it says in Pnei Moshe, Hichmar, the tzivash yafloni yimtsuiz or davi, told him that anything you see on it, you should remove. And they had to go, even a small amount, which is totally insignificant, is batel. But he wanted to make sure, the Marasayan, to make sure that everything is removed, and he was, that the Bekiyim should make sure they remove all the other foreign types of materials from there. Amrav Kaga, said that the Gemara said, what do? So you go instruct his house, the Lamuk may gever. Neville Emma Mikma Neville Tikutan. Make sure that they put the loom for the spinning wheel next to the one of the linen, because we're concerned maybe the threads become attached and put into the baguette, we shot it. So when he went ahead, they used to have the place where they spun the materials in his house, where they spun the materials, to make sure that the place, the wheel, the spinning wheel where you spin the wheel, the wood, the wool, and a place where you do the pishdon should be near, not near each other, so that some threads shouldn't become attached one to the other and become mixed together and become shotness. Mitzvah lanchi beisu, mitzvah lanchi beisu, says the Marfulda, shiamido kli, make sure you keep the wheels separately. They shouldn't come close enough to maybe to mix together some things, and it will be yasser. It was makma kolei in his house to make sure that they separate even to such an extent. Okay, that is the end of the sugya of the types of tzemer and pishtim. And the Gemara is going to continue now with the next line of the Mishnah, is nageya to other types of materials, whether it's in of klaim or not. Continue from here tomorrow.